Hello and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. I'm Lena Valverde, your host. Stay with me as I will bring you details of the latest developments in the fields of science and healthcare in Cuba and around the world. This year, 2019, marks the 20th anniversary of the Latin American School of Medicine, ELAM, founded on the initiative of Cuban revolution leader Fidel Castro on November 15, 1999. The school's 15th graduation ceremony took place this past July 23rd here in Havana. The ceremony was attended by renowned personalities as well as young professionals from around the world who graduated from ELAM. Our colleague from the Spanish department, Susana del Calvo, interviewed a special guest at the ceremony, a young U.S. doctor who graduated from the Latin American School of Medicine back in 2002.
My name is Sarpoma Sefabuachi. I started my program of studies in 2002. So I started in 2002, I graduated in 2009, and this is actually my 10-year anniversary that I'm celebrating, along with ELAM's 20-year anniversary. So I'm actually celebrating two things, the 10-year of my own graduation and then ELAM's 20-year.
And what do you think about your job now?
Well, I really have no words. I just have emotion. I just have so much love for the Cuban people and for the opportunity to come to this country and become a doctor. That was my dream growing up as a child. I was able to see what it meant to not have the ability to see a doctor. I worked in areas for the homeless. I worked in areas where there was barely even a doctor that could take care of people. And so to come to Cuba and to see all these doctors and to see all these people that were studying medicine from all over the world, for me it was like a dream. And it was something that I knew from the very beginning that I was going to return, and I was going to return and work in the United States in areas that really needed this help. In 2017, I was in a group that was chosen what they call top doctors, and I was chosen in 2017, and my name was put in the magazine of San Diego as Top Doctor San Diego, and that was a bit shocking to me, but I must say, I did 3 years already working on the border and mainly taking care of women and children that were crossing the border to the United States. My Spanish was so helpful because most of my patients only spoke Spanish and didn't speak any other language. And then also just my interactions with the patients, with the doctors, with the nurses have always just been so, so personable. And I learned that in Cuba. I learned how to be a family doctor and a doctor with heart. And so for me, it was an honor to get that award. I was surprised, I was shocked, but I knew that it came from a good place, and I knew why. I knew exactly why.
How do you feel now?
Oh, I feel so much. I mean, I've been crying. I'm not wearing any mascara right now because it's just been so emotional just to see all the students that are walking and graduating. There are 10 U.S. students that are also graduating as well. I feel emotional because Reverend Lucius Walker is not alive. He passed away in 2010. And I know if he were here today and if Fidel Castro were here today, he would be so proud to see all the students here in the honor of taking care of people. And that's what medicine is about. It's about the heart and about taking care of people.
That was our colleague Susana del Calvo speaking with a young U.S. doctor who graduated from the Havana-based Latin American School of Medicine. Over the past 15 years, nearly 30,000 health professionals from around the world have graduated from the Havana-based medical school, including 174 Americans of low-income families. Under the Health Cooperation Program, young graduates return to their home countries to serve people in their own poor, underserved communities. This year, some 500 students from 104 countries graduated from ELAM, an initiative of Cuban revolution leader Fidel Castro in the framework of Cuba's health cooperation with other peoples and nations in need the world over. You're listening to a new edition of the Medical and Scientific Review, a program heard every other week here on Radio Havana, Cuba. The director of the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, Dr. Carissa Etienne, led the organization's delegation to the 10th International Conference on HIV Signs, which took place July 21st through the 24th in Mexico, organized by PAHO WHO. The event, which takes place every 2 years, brings together more than 5,000 scientists, clinicians, public health experts, and community leaders from around the world to discuss the latest developments in HIV science research and to explore real-world applications of the accumulated knowledge in order to tackle the epidemic. The PAHO WHO director was a keynote speaker during the conference. Etienne spoke about the importance of ensuring universal coverage and access to health in order to achieve elimination of HIV as a public health problem. Issues addressed included new generations free of HIV, syphilis, and hepatitis B, mother-to-child transmission of hepatitis B, new approaches to monitor HIV services and accelerate the response of HIV among vulnerable population segments. And last but not least, this year the World Health Organization, WHO, is focusing on the need for increased financing for hepatitis prevention, testing, treatment, and care services in the context of universal health coverage, with the slogan, Invest in Eliminating Hepatitis. The international campaign, running all through this year, 2019, aims to achieve the following objectives: to urge national and regional policymakers increase political and financial commitments for hepatitis response, to highlight WHO's new costing estimates for hepatitis elimination within the context of health-related sustainable development goals and universal health coverage by 2030, and to encourage people come forward to access hepatitis prevention, testing, and treatment services. And that's all for today. Join us again every other week for Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. Until next time.